Commuters in the capital face difficulties as nearly 6,000 diesel-run buses go off the roads in protest against the Supreme Court's order. On the first working day, Delhiites were stranded as nearly 6,000 diesel-run buses went off the roads following a directive by the Supreme Court that only buses that run on compressed natural gas, CNG, will ply. As the Delhi government had decided to close schools for 2 days to make about 1,000 buses available to the commuters, which is otherwise used by educational institutes, office goers in large numbers were seen waiting for the buses.
परेशानी तो हो रही है बहुत, लेकिन ये तो चीजें सुप्रीम कोर्ट को और ये हाई लेवल पे जितने भी ऑफिसर्स हैं जैसे चीफ मिनिस्टर वगैरह का, उनको खुद को सोचना चाहिए कि आपस में वो वहीं पे बातचीत नहीं कर सकते, उसके बाद कभी डिसीजन कर देते कि सीएनजी लागू करना, कभी डीजल लागू करना।
डीजल की वजह से बंद होने से बहुत ज्यादा प्रॉब्लम हम लोगों को हो रही है, और बसों में अब टाइम इतना लगता है, रोज से दुगना टाइम लगता है। प्राइवेट सर्विस है, रोजाना वहाँ पे डांट सुननी पड़ती है ऑफिस में बिना वजह, बिना गलती के।
However, Chief Minister Sheila Dixit said the government chalked out a contingency plan to meet the situation and ensure minimum inconvenience to the commuters.
We are constantly monitoring the situation so that we can somehow lessen the difficulties which the citizens, my fellow citizens, are going to face. I would like to appeal to each one of you that in this moment of crisis, in this hour of crisis, which has come about because of the orders of the court, all of us must get together, help each other out, and wherever it is possible that we can give lifts to people who seem to be stranded or appear to be stranded, I think that would be a great gesture for each one of us to meet each one of our brothers and sisters.
The Supreme Court on Friday had ordered the imposition of Rs 500 per day fine on diesel buses for violating the court's deadline for conversion to CNG. Rashmi Kabra, ANI.